Hunting for that magical genie with piles of cash? Join Candace and her guests as they uncover financial secrets, have a laugh at past mistakes, and savor financial rebounds. Thank you for listening. Let's dive in and do something today that your future self will thank you for.
Hi, everyone. Candace from the Money Flow Genie podcast. In this episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about starting a business. I've been in my own business for over 32 years, and it is consuming. Anybody has a business, whether you have employees that do the work, you still have to manage it. It takes a lot to own a business, a lot of motivation, a lot of self-directing and self-correction. Now, the big thing that I've noticed on listening to these ads that come up for everyone trying to get you to start a new business, sell a coffee cup and make 50 grand, an extra 50 grand a year just by selling this one coffee cup. You know what? They may possibly be making $50,000 a year and selling one coffee cup. It's possible if you think about the number of hits that people hit on a social media platform, if you do the right thing in that marketing. So where does the time come in? It comes in setting up the website. It comes in setting up your systems in order to continue to be placing ads to get people in front of that coffee cup. You don't just start a business and then wait for people to come. You need to promote yourself. Whether it's a local brick and mortar business, you still have banners. You have signs. You have to do the work. You have to talk about your business, and you got to be willing to say, hey, I'm here. Would you be interested? And it's the same thing with an online business. And it really bothers me when I look at these ads and, you know, and I have to say, I have actually thought maybe I do want to start an online business. That seems like it would be something that would be really interesting to do. So what would I sell? Well, in my industry, I was looking to sell products that I'm very familiar with that I use often, which was going to be anything that had to do with landscaping, because I have a landscaping business for 32 years. I can do that. I know a lot about all different types of landscaping products. Why not go ahead and create my own business? Well, the problem is that do I want to create a warehouse? Do I want to buy storage and be able to promote and sell? Well, that is a lot of work to do that. So I looked into this drop shipping business, and that's basically like Amazon, Wayfair, all of these big companies, that's all they are, drop ship. They do have their warehouses now, but it's called a drop ship business because it means that you're buying from the manufacturer and then they're shipping to your particular client. But it takes work to find a manufacturer that will do that. Now, I want to give you a big tip on this because people that present these programs to you, it can be done and people do well on it. But I want to emphasize the fact that if you're doing drop shipping, you're not going to be getting the wholesale markup as if you buy in bulk. Let me repeat that. You are not going to get the wholesale markup that you would be getting if you buy in bulk. Because when you buy in bulk, that's when you put it into a warehouse and that's when you get your big markup. And that's where you make your money. So when you're doing these dropship businesses, you need to be able to understand that your markup is not going to be 50% of that product. It's not going to be that. And if it is, if you are able to find someone that's able to give you such a discount, you're going to have to take into consideration all of the expenses that it takes for you to actually sell that product. That includes hosting your website, every single dime that you spend in order to get this business off the ground is what your expenses are in order to have the business up and running. So with all of those things in place, then you pay your expenses. What is your return? It's not 50% of selling that product. And I think most people kind of understand that. But a lot of times we forget about these like, oh, well, if I don't know how to do a website, then I got to hire someone to do a website. Then I got to hire someone to maintain it. Then I got to hire somebody that is that same person going to be the person that's going to be continuously putting my product on my website? Can I do that? Am I tech savvy for that? These are the little things that they're not talking about when they're selling you these programs or they're selling you this quick, rich thing. There is no quick, rich in getting a business up and going. Not a coffee cup business, not a t-shirt business. There's nothing fast about it. Most of the businesses, if they're going to survive, it takes about 2 years to see whether your business is worth continuing to run. If you're making profit in the first year, that's great. The second year, how are you going to promote that business and it continue to expand? Because the goal is to be able to expand, whether it's focusing in on a niche because one product is doing better than the other. You're always analyzing, always looking at your business. What really works and what doesn't? Continue to do what works and eliminate what doesn't. But these new online businesses, you really have to understand what you need and what you need to understand, or if you don't understand it, who you can delegate that to. Now, yes, there are different companies out there that sell people that are virtual assistants in other countries, some you can pick that are actually part of these websites like Fiverr and Upwork.com, that you can hire somebody to do this. But in order to have somebody as part of your team for a business, you have to have ongoing communication with them. So when you hire somebody from one of these Upwork or Fiverr.com businesses, they're usually only going to be chatting you with the email. So you need your ad put together and you need it in 3 days. Well, it depends on how many other clients they have. So there's a lot involved in understanding timing. Are you going to hire this person? Are you going to have them on payroll? Or are you going to have them as a subcontractor? If you have payroll, who's going to pay those? Who's going to handle the payroll taxes? Who's going to pay the taxes? How do you pay the taxes for the state? Who collects that when you do these things? There's a lot about all these online businesses that they're not talking about how to run a business. They're just promoting with you one product, and this is what you can do. And so I'm just going to tell you right up front, it's just as hard to run my landscaping business as it is to run a online business. Same thing, just different avenues. That's it. Brick and mortar, online, same thing. And I just want to give people the heads up before you start to buy into any of these programs. There are some good ones out there. Listen to what these people do. Listen to what they say. And there's a big tip if you ever buy into one of these programs to learn how to do it. Do they tell you these little tiny nitty-gritty things, or are they just telling you an overall general idea? Because you don't want to find out later, halfway down the road, that you're not buying wholesale, you're buying from another company that also sells your product. So for instance, you are competing against the person you're buying your product from. So you're also competing against these very large companies like Amazon and Wayfair. Are you selling the same product for the same amount of money? Can you compete with them? If you can't, you got to lure these people in on an online business so that they buy from you instead of buying from Amazon. I don't know about you, but every time someone says, get something, they say, I'll go to Amazon. So take that into consideration. There are lots of successful people out there. I'm not saying that this doesn't work, but there is a lot that you have to compete with on the internet and find that zero in niche. And that's why they're talking to you about the coffee cup or the t-shirt. There are ways to make money at this, but you really have to be patient. It's not a quick get rich kind of thing. That's a scam. You want to stay away from those. So that's a little tip on understanding, do I want to start another business? Because basically, this is how the route that I started to go down. And then I realized, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I don't have time for another business. And hence, therefore, my journey continued to begin. How can I make money running my own business using the money that I make to be able to start working for me? And that is a different way of thinking. And it took a while to get that. But in the process, this is the journey of which I came across. And so I'm going to share that journey with you in the next and upcoming podcast. I appreciate you listening, and I hope that this has helped you and made you think a little bit more before you start to jump into starting a new business. Really understand what it entails, because you can delegate these things out, but you really have to trust and you have to know the smart questions to ask in order to get the right thing done in order for your business to be successful. I'm going to repeat that. You really need to know the smart questions to ask to hire the right people, to get the right services, to get the right things done, to have your business be successful. And until you get into the business sometimes, you don't necessarily know the smart questions to ask. Don't be afraid to ever ask questions. That's all I got to say about that. There's no question that does not need to be asked. If you thought it, you need to ask it. So with that, I'll stop rambling on with this and bring you on to the next podcast of Money Flow Genie. Thanks for joining me. Let's collaborate on the next one.
The info in this podcast is straight from our personal experiences. You alone possess the power to manifest your desires. You are the genie in the bottle, awaiting your command. So ask smart questions. We're not licensed financial pros, so be sure to consult with a licensed professional, attorney, or tax consultant.